Last December, the Obama administration requested a $75 million three-year grant program to help local police departments buy body cameras for their officers. In May, the Justice Department announced a $20 million in grants for the program. However, several reports show most departments aren't equipped to handle the data load created by continuous video monitoring in the field. Some are already switching off the cameras to save on storage costs and to minimize the IT impact. Wayne Arvidson is the Vice President of Video Surveillance Solutions at Quantum. He told me more about the demands of video monitoring and how quickly this field is growing.
It's one of the largest areas of growth overall. I mean, storage in the surveillance and security market is growing faster than it is in the IT market. There's a number of things driving that. One is the resolution of the cameras being used is increasing, the number of sensors per camera as well, so there's more data coming from each device. Additionally, retention times are changing, and then probably the third big impact item is the fact that you've got more complex analytics being applied to the data. So, you know, for example, you know, there's things like merging in number plate recognition and facial recognition with other data that's being captured. In order to properly analyze that, I need to have a pattern of behaviors or a pattern of information over time. So what we're finding is that companies, as well as, you know, the public sector and law enforcement, is hanging on to data for longer periods of time because of that.
And so should people be using some kind of compression in order to store all of this?
Well, there's compression that's coming in off the cameras. What we're really finding is that having a tiered approach to a storage solution is what's delivering what they need in order to resolve the problem. So there's a couple of key parameters, right? So when you look at the overall, the change that's taking place in this infrastructure, so there's a performance component to it because, again, the number of devices is increasing, the amount of data from those devices is increasing. So being able to have the bandwidth to handle that is important. And, you know, as we're talking about body-worn video, one of the challenges for law enforcement is, you know, when I come in off my shift, I've got to download that data from either my dash cam, my body cam, or both. That's time that, as a law enforcement professional, I'm not engaged in protecting people and property, right? I'm doing administrative things. So there is a performance element of it. The other thing is, you know, we recommend that people look at it from a flexibility perspective. So again, it's scaling as the amount of data I've got coming in changes, as my retention time changes. I want to be making retention time decisions based on policies, not based on the technology that I can afford. Another key component is accessibility. So I need to get to that data as rapidly as possible. So maintaining that chain of custody, having instantaneous access to the information because I'm in the middle of working a case or I'm trying to engage in crime prevention, that accessibility factor is important. And then the last thing is cost. So when we talk about a tiered approach, what we're talking about is creating a balance between high-performance disk-based storage, high-capacity object-based storage, tape. And when we talk about tape in this scenario, we're talking about file-based tape, not videotape as it was used in the analog days, or, you know, people in the information technology sector tend to think of tape as archive or backup tape, so needing some type of backup application. So what we're talking about in this scenario is file-based tape. And then there's also a cloud element. And I guess one of the best ways to look at it would be you want to be able to store everything you have, but some of it might be in your house, some of it might be in your garage, some of it might be at some storage down the street.
We're speaking with Wayne Arvidson. He's the Vice President of Video Surveillance Solutions at Quantum. Well, how does this all differ from what has traditionally been the hierarchy approach for storage that goes back till the first database?
Well, one of the big differences now is that file systems have gotten a lot more sophisticated. So what we're able to do is we're able to manage these four tiers of storage under a single file system. In the you know, in the previous era, what you found was these things tended to exist as islands of storage with their own management system, their own network, you know, within someone's infrastructure. So the big change now is this concept of I've got a single file system. So it's essentially no more complex than I've got a giant C drive. So if I could find a file on my laptop, I can find a file in this new type of infrastructure.
All right. So logically, in other words, it looks like one big drive to the people that are operating it. So what do you do to get to that point?
Basically, what you're doing is what we look at when we talk to customers, and I've talked to hundreds of law enforcement professionals over the last 6 months in particular, and the challenges are the same. They're overwhelmed by not only the complexity of managing this amount of data, but they're also overwhelmed by the cost aspect of it. I guess one of the best examples I could use is there's a big push, especially with body-worn video, to push people to the cloud. And it's kind of like when the first smartphones came out. It was very exciting to think, hey, I've got a camera, I've got my music, and I can make phone calls, and I can get files from my computer on this thing. And then you get shocked with, oh, but there's a data charge that sits behind it that, is in the hundreds of dollars a year. So, in this case, it's a matter of taking a very holistic approach at looking at the storage and understanding what is the amount of data I need immediate access to. And what we recommend people do is take that amount and size your primary disk storage actually as small as possible. So most departments that we talk to, that tends to be somewhere in 30 to 90 days worth of retention. So, and again, it varies by, the amount of officers you have. So on average, talking to most of the camera manufacturers, you're getting somewhere between 10 and 16 gigabyte per shift per officer. So if you use that as a general rule of thumb, you can size what you need from a primary disk perspective.
And so if you do all this planning, then you are in less danger of having to skip taping something or skip turning off your video because you're worried about plugging up your storage so fast.
Exactly. Or, what happens in a lot of cases, too, is they end up overwriting the storage after a period of time. So then, they have an instance where they need to go back to some data and they find out that data they no longer have because they had to have a short retention time, within their infrastructure. The other thing we're seeing, too, from talking to departments, and again, the departments we've talked to, they range from campus security at universities to small departments up to, most of the larger metropolitan areas. When you get them to take a step back and look at this problem, one of the other things that starts becoming a thread in the discussion is, how do I integrate in other components of what I'm doing as part of the law enforcement process? So, for example, one of the key things is interrogation room video. Almost all interrogations are videotaped. They become part of the court case. They become, I may want to merge that up with information that I captured while I was on the field in the body cam. And traditionally, those have been disparate systems. So, as we talked about before, that ability to eliminate those islands of storage that create that complexity in management and let me focus on being a law enforcement professional as opposed to a data manager. That's one of the key criteria that we find most departments are looking for.